What are we trying to accomplish on Seder night? The Seder is one of the most fundamental things in a Jewish person's life. We all know that many Jews observe the Seder, conservative Jews, Reformed Jews, they do the ceremony of the Seder. Why did it become such a widespread thing? And what are we supposed to take out of it in our lives? In Judaism, we always want to go into something and get something out of that. Every mitzvah has innate connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's something we always have to focus on and latch on to, even when we're not feeling attached, when we don't understand, and when we're disconnected somewhat. However, if there's such a tremendous focus on something, and we spend hours doing it, and preparation, work, effort, time, money, we should really put our efforts into understanding something out of it so we can take from it what we're supposed to. So when we talk about what is the mitzvah of the night, we're going to talk about roughly 20 ideas here in this series, and we're going to try and gain something in short out of this very short time we have in this night, these couple of hours. Hopefully we're going to be able to crystallize them and bring them home to us for the rest of the year. So question number one, what are we supposed to gain out of this night? What are we going into it? What's our mindset? The Rambam and the Chinuch both explain that the point of this night is to gain emunah, trust, faith, connection, a reality of Hashem in your life, my life, in Klal Yisrael's life. Now, how do we gain that in this night? We have the structure of the Haggadah. The Haggadah, according to the majority of opinions, is a structure, a framework, a guidance for you to gain emunah out of this night. But it isn't a tefillah. It isn't an absolute obligation to say every word of the Haggadah. It's the guidelines for you to gain eternity, for you to gain perspective and reality. That means that you have to attach the ideas in the Haggadah, which means something to you, to connect to the points which you can connect to relate to the realities which are true to you. So that means you have to go through a Haggadah and find the things which this actually means something to me. That's going to take some time before. And the Chinuch takes this so far that he says, really the mitzvah is to explain over the story, lefi tzachos l'shoyne, according to the clarity of your own speech. Now what does that mean, the clarity of my own speech? It means I've said in English? Well, yes, that would be advisable if you don't understand the words. But more than that, clarity is when something's clear to you. When not just the words, but the idea that's being said is clear to you. Hypothetically, you can go speak to somebody in Spanish or Chinese or some other language which you don't understand at all. And you may be able to repeat back what they say, but you don't have a clue what they're talking about. So you can read the words in English, but you might not have a clue what it's actually talking about. So you find things, think about it a little bit, or read Haggadah with Mefarshim. There are so many beautiful Haggadahs these days with such unbelievable ideas, and that can bring you to something which is, oh, that means something to me. In the story, in the ideas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, this means something to me. I'm going to gain something out of this. So that's the first idea that we have to know on this night, is that we are trying to find something which means something to me. And that means you work on it a little bit. You think about it. Lefi tzach sashayna, according to the clarity of your speech, of your understanding, of your internalization. And this is the idea of kol amar ba'areza meshubach. You can technically be yoytze, the ikar adin, with we left Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, maybe a little more than that. However, we always want to get more. Kol amar ba'areza meshubach, your marbe, you do more of bringing these ideas into your heart, of making it meaningful, impactful, real to you, that's meshubach, because that's praiseworthy. That's taking the point out of the night. Let's try with the first idea to know, and the takeaway is, the idea of the night is to gain emunah. And that means we use the Haggadah as a guideline to find meaningful, impactful, real ideas that instill the trust of Hashem in our heart, that instill Hashem runs the world, and that we're His people in our heart. So go to the Haggadah and find something that means something to you. Speak it out from your heart, from your reality, from your truth. That's the Haggadah. That's the idea. Question number two. What's the Man Ishtana all about? We have the Man Ishtana. And if you're the youngest in the family, you're an adult, your family might prod you to stand on a chair and say the Man Ishtana. I'm the youngest in my family. as a 13, 15, 16, 18-year-old boy, I would always get up and say the Manishtana. That was a part of the shtick of the Seder. And the cutest thing in the world is when you have a little child, grandchild, get up and say the Manishtana. And if they're 2 years old and they just say Manishtana, and they crush of embarrassment, that's the cutest thing in the world. But what's it all about? Why is this so critical, so important? We have in the Haggadah, and this night, the Vilna Gaon explains, it's a little different than all other nights. Normally, if you look in Kol Dar Kula, we don't have really many mitzvahs which are solely night-bound. Even something like Kriya Shema is during the day and the night. Tzitzis, potentially in how the Mechlek Shoshonim, day and night tefillin, Midaraisa, Mechlek Shoshonim also, day and night. Where do we find something that it's isolated to the night? Most things are either during the day or during the day and the night. There's a few mitzvahs which are only at night. So you say Omer, you could say, is Derabanan. You have Hanukkah, which is, again, Derabanan, and that's only Gashragatar Mahani Pashtas, that you won't be able to see it. So either way, the point is that we have very few solely night mitzvahs. So what's the idea here? What's the reality here that the Torah is coming to tell us? That's the Manishtana, explains the Vilna Gaon. Manishtana ha-layla hazed, a layla, which is bechinas nekeva, that it's night. We don't have any mitzvahs because women has less mitzvahs than men. Hazed is like a zachar. Hazed is lashon zachar. And that's why we're doing this and that. All the nights we don't do this, and this night we do do this. All nights we don't do this. We have matzah, which is only mitzvah night. Karban Pesach, which only mitzvah night. Mar, which only mitzvah night. And we have Adal Kaisas, which according to the Rambam Pashas is a kiyum deraisa of the Haggadah, of seeing yourself as leaving as an evet. We have so many mitzvahs. The Haggadah, this whole mitzvah we're doing, is only at night. What's going on? How are we supposed to internalize this night, this reality, and understand it? Manishtana halay lazeh. Why is this night full of mitzvahs? And then we answer, Avademayinu, we were servants to them. And then we became slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This answers another question. As in, we're saying the answer to the Manishtana is that we were slaves to Paray, and then we had the opportunity to become slaves to Hashem, which means we got mitzvahs. We became the Am, the nation in the world that had a map and the opportunity, the reality that you can connect to Hashem at all times. That's what happened on this night. So, Manishtana Laila, is that why in all the nights do we not have mitzvahs the whole entire time at night? And now we have so many mitzvahs at night because this is the night where we got mitzvahs. It says that Power ran around in his pajamas. Power, but pajamas, Enza Laila. Power ran around looking for Moshe and they made fun of him and they toyed with him. And then what happened? This explains the Yushalmi. It says the Jews were freed. And they said, Hallelu, Avdei Hashem, Avdei Paroi. We were Avdei Paroi, now we're Avdei Hashem. Which answers another question, is that if we went out during the day, why do we do the God at night? It says you should say, Bayoy Mahu, on this day, you should tell the God of Levinuch, Bayoy Mahu, tell your children on this day. So why do we do it at night? Because even though we left Mitzrayim at night, we left the Meitzarim, we left the Shibud, we left the constrictions of Paroi during the night. So the day we had the physical leaving, the night we had the spiritual leaving. So Manishtana Laila Azeh, what's the Manishtana about? Is that why do we have so many mitzvahs during the day normally? And now we have a night. What's going on? That's the whole entire, all the questions. The answer is, because you were slaves to power and you got freed on this night. So this is number two. Number three is, why is there no bracha on Hallel? So again, we dress the idea is Emunah of the whole entire Haggadah, and we're trying to figure out how we can attach that. Number two is what the idea of the Manishtana, and how do we attach that? And number three is, what is the idea there's no bracha on Hallel? We always say bracha on Hallel, especially Hallel Shalim. Hallel Shalim, for sure we say a bracha. Why tonight do we not say bracha on Hallel? And the idea is brought in Rav Haigoin, brought in the Ran, that what is the idea of Hallel on this night? Look at the Mishnah, look at the Rambam. The idea of the Hallel on this night is not just an institutional Hallel. It's that you see yourself as leaving Egypt. You see yourself as leaving the constrictions in your life. You see yourself as growing higher, bigger, and better. And once you do that, you're saying, Eibishter, I'm free. We were avadim to Paroi. We were slaves. We were trapped. We couldn't do mitzvahs. And now we can serve Hashem. That's a reason to sing. So before you do that, when you want to sing, you say, wait, I'm commanded to sing. Baruch atah Hashem, the Christ. If you're singing out of the joy, out of the passion, out of the unbridled reality that I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm an Eved Hashem, if you go and you say Asher Kedishanu, that's not from your heart anymore. The whole goal here is to live that emunah, live that attachment, live that truth. And that truth is sameach a person. That truth uplifts a person. So you can't go and make a bracha on that. That would be counterintuitive to the whole entire idea. We have to get to the emotional feeling tonight. That's where Rav Chaim Gaon explains. This night is about using, again, lefitzach z'shoinai, to appreciate the mitzvahs of the Manishtana, that tonight is different, to appreciate that's who we are, and that should uplift a person. So if you're being uplifted, you don't go and make a bracha of that's why I'm singing. You're singing because you have to be uplifted. And that further shows us the insight of this night. That further shows us how we have to be attaching and focusing on this night. And that focus is it's kishmak to be a Yid. It's good to be a Jew. This Seder's idea is it's kishmak to be a Yid. It's fun to be a Yid. It's good to do Torah and mitzvahs. This is the whole night. So and that's the reason to sing. And if you're singing because of that, you don't go and, I'm commanded to sing. You're not commanded to sing. You are commanded to get to the point where you want to sing. So you don't make a bracha on the challah. Because the whole night is about this idea. This reality of feeling, of connection, of joy, of simcha, that you're a Yid. So these are the three questions for now, but Ez Hashem, over the coming few days, will get to the rest of the 17 of how to break apart the Haggadah in short.